KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Eskom has announced that stage 6 load shedding was implemented at 1:30 a.m. this morning. It says it's due to multiple unit trips at Kemdum Power Station in the Mpumalanga province and will continue until further notice. Yesterday, Eskom announced stage 3 power cuts, describing it as another temporary setback. It's the second time this month the power utility has had to implement rolling blackouts. It brought back load shedding earlier this month after several generation unit breakdowns after having gone more than 300 days without power cuts. Electricity Minister Kgontsiyenzo Ramakgopa and Eskom will hold a media briefing at 11 a.m. today to provide more details on the power system. An education activist is calling on government to invest more money in university accommodation to avoid disruptions at the beginning of the academic year. This week, the Durban University of Technology moved lectures to online following protests. Its EFF student command said it was due to the university's failure to address student financial exclusion and student accommodation. The SRC at UKZN also warned of a looming student uprising over the accommodation crisis at tertiary institutions. Hendrik Makaneta says it's hard for students to commute to campus because they are forced to live far.
The issue is affecting almost the entire terrain of higher education because of the lack of insufficient accommodation. If you look at the manner in which universities accept students, they always take a bigger number compared to what we actually offer in terms of accommodation.
The trial for Lawrence Mdlalose, accused of causing the deadly Usindiso building fire in Johannesburg, will return to the High Court in April. He faces 76 murder and 12 attempted murder charges. Prosecutors allege he set the fire on the 31st of August 2023 to cover up an assault. A commission of inquiry was launched to investigate the tragedy. And Israel says the planned release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners has been delayed because of what it's called repeated violations of the ceasefire deal by Hamas. The office of Benjamin Netanyahu says they'll remain in jail until the release of the next hostages is secured and without what they've called degrading ceremonies. Omar Venkert was one of the 6 Israeli captives freed yesterday. Mia Stone's been campaigning for his and some of the other hostages' release.
This just shows the importance it means for their families, friends, and then on the wider spectrum, the Jewish community globally, who feel, you know, we've lost our people and we want them all back.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front, back home, Durban, Richards Bay and Ladysmith, a high of 29 degrees today, Ulundi 30, Pietermaritzburg and Margate 27, Newcastle and Moy River 26, Kokstad and Underberg 25, and Durban sunset is at 25 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.